Welcome to the One Player Podcast, the show on solitaire board games. I'm your host, Albert, and this is episode 335.
And now, for the low, low price of $335, you can collect the whole set!
Hi, Julius.
Hello, Albert. How are you doing today?
I quite enjoyed that. That was unexpected. That one caught me off guard completely.
Yes! I did it!
You did. You quite did. Yes, this week it's a popular mechanic episode, and we're talking about set collection. Games where you collect sets of things. Not collecting sets of games.
Yeah, we have a big issue with collecting sets of games here. I do have a question, though. What is set collection to you? Because, for example, as I was discussing with a couple of people like a week ago, mm-hmm. Is not collecting points set collection? You want to collect as many points as you can, and there's various different ways of collecting points. Is that not set collection?
I would have never thought of as points as something you're collecting sets of, but that you're like just adding them up. But I don't know.
So what is a set collection?
In my mind, it means collecting sets of something in the game that then maybe get you points, or you do something with those sets of things. For example, sets of cards or something, like in a rummy game, right? You want to collect a set of three and a set of four cards or something like that. I forget exactly what it is.
So for me, for my definition of set collection, it has to be that there are different, and I think cards is a great way of sort of analogizing it. There's different types of the same thing. So with cards, there's different suits of a card. There's hearts, there's spades. And for a set collection, it has to be that you're collecting multiple hearts in a single group, and then those hearts do something, as opposed to there's only one type of thing, cards, and you want to get as much cards as possible. It has to be that a subgroup of whatever the big type of thing is, you need to collect them to be able to advance your game, to be able to either win in a cooperative game or gain points in a competitive type game.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's pretty much the way I thought of it too. We are right on with it. I would have never... Did you think of points as a set, or did somebody suggest that to you?
Well, here's the reason why. Here's how it came up. It was actually one of the ones I was thinking about, but I have since, in my opinion, rejected. But we were discussing the game Lock Up. Now, Lock Up, it is a solo-friendly game. It is a game by Thunderworks? Thunderworks, yeah. Games, yes. It is a Thunderworks game. It is a secret hidden... It is a secret worker placement game, primarily. I think the mechanic is worker placement. Because you will go around the board and place your workers at different places in order to be able to collect different types of resources. There's green, there's silver, there's gold resources, there's blue resources. And you'll collect different ones of those. And you'll turn them in for different items. Essentially, you are cashing in specific recipes of resources for points to be able to have the most amount of points in the course of the game. And theoretically, apparently, Board Game Geek's definition of set collection, the fact that you are trying to collect these sets of resources counts as, you know, a set collection. And the person I was discussing it with said either A, you are collecting sets of, you know, swords to be able to get points, or it could be that, you know, getting more of a specific type of sword they combine together to make points, or collecting the different resources. Like if you collect a specific set of resources, you could turn in that specific set of resources for a thing. And to my definition, that's just not a set. Like, for example, if in order to build a lighthouse, you have to collect a lamp, you have to collect a stand, and you have to collect stone. And when you get those specific things, you can build a lighthouse. That's resource management to me. That's not really set collection, even though a very specific set of things, it has to be that there's a whole bunch. Like the primary thing that you are trading in, the main resource, there's like 6 or 5 or 4, some number of categories of them, and having categories of them does a thing, not just simply there are resources that you're trading in and going back and forth or something like that.
That's interesting. I think I would include that in set collection. In some games, sometimes, for example, having three clubs is a set, but having three different suits is a different set, and they have to be exactly different.
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, like, poker, I just wouldn't count as a set, because it's not a set when all sorts of different things happen. Like, poker, there you could get a run, you can get a flush, you can get a straight. That just doesn't feel like set collection to me. It's not just that there's hearts or spades. Each card is unique based on both its rank and its suit. And it happens to be that some of the things work in set collection, but that just doesn't feel like the main mechanic of me.
Well, it may not be the main mechanic, but it still could be.
It doesn't even feel like it doesn't feel to me like that's what you're doing when you're... It happens to be that some things have a set, but really it's just that it's a coincidence that it's a set. That's not, you aren't set collecting. You are moving around cards to try and match a particular recipe, and just one of those recipes happens to be a set of things. No more so than a recipe to build the lighthouse that it's discussing is a specific set of those things. That's not a set. That's just a recipe.
That's interesting. So how about in a game like Flamecraft, where it says at the end of the game, get, I don't remember exactly, I'm making this up, 5 points for every set of all the different resources that you have.
Yeah, I would say that's not set collecting. That's resource management.
I would definitely call that set collecting.
I didn't include Flamecraft.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I didn't either, but I thought about it because I thought that's a good example of a game that has a lot of different scoring set collecting at the end. But I chose not, and it, sometimes it has set collections like that. Sometimes it has more like actual set-y type collections, like every three blue dragons or something might be in there. I don't know, I'm making this up, but that sort of thing. By the way, I just want to have a quick aside here. We have changed the software we normally use to record. I don't know how it's going to sound. It might be terrible, listeners. It might be great. Whatever the result is, we hold the software accountable, not ourselves. So. We'll see. We have no idea what's going to happen after this is done and when I edit.
The real reason why we had to change software is because those people want to start charging us. Heavens knows we don't make any money off of this podcast to be able to pay stuff
they
for.
They want money for their services. How dare they? So, us being the cheapskates we are, we moved along and said, we'll go find somewhere else to loiter.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, anyway, back to set collection. So, yeah, that is interesting. You and I have different definitions of set collection.
Well, it'll be interesting. Interested to see if any of it comes up today. Let's see if you toe my line.
Okay, well, let me go first. My first game is, I think, a rather traditional set collection game, kind of, and it is primarily about collecting sets to progress through the game to win. It is Onirim, in which
okay.
You are drawing cards and playing cards and playing. You're not playing them as a set at once, but you're playing three cards in a row trying to make a set of three consecutive cards that are the same color but different symbols or not adjacent symbols. So it's a weird set that the position of each card in the set matters. It's, I think BGG counts it as set collection. I've always thought of it as set collection myself. And you're not using it to track scores. You're using it each time you make a set. You then get to take a key out of the deck and keep that, and to win the game, you need to have all 8 keys. So in a way, it is like points, right? You got to have 8 points to win the game, 8 keys.
Mm-hmm.
And you one of the ways you get that is by unlocking it with sets of cards that have a certain criteria to make it a set. See, that's the thing. A set is a collection of things that share some attribute. And the attribute could be all the same color but different, or all different, or something.
And there are sets of cards. The cards have the different suits in that case, and you want to have sets of them played of the same color in a row. You have to have 3 in a row. And the only way you can get them played is other distinguishing factors on the card. But once it's played, it's played. It's just the color that counts towards the set collection. So you are trying to collect them played on the table in sets.
Okay, yes. You're right. Okay, so it's only the color that matters for the set. But the rule is the order you play them. You can't play them in a certain order.
Right. You have to play different icons one after the other. But that's a matter about rules of how you play the sets out.
Okay.
That's not a rule about the collection of the set. The set that you're trying to collect is just based on color. And I think that that would match my definition of set collection.
Interesting. Okay, I was expecting you to say something different. And I'll let it slide. Okay. One of the reasons I picked this one is because it is small and relatively simple game, and the main mechanic, I think, is that set collection. I mean, that's not the only way to get keys. In theory, you could play the whole game and get all your keys and never make a single set. Unlikely. Pretty darn cool if it happens, but you know, that's the main thing. As you add expansions, and now you start doing other things besides the set collection, I think it waters down a little bit, which is fine. Not every game I include. Actually, this is the only game that is, I'd say, pure set collection. The rest only have it as part of the game.
I'm curious what you're going to think about some of mine if you think that's the only pure one that you have. But I suppose we shall continue on.
All right.
The next one that I have is, well, it's sort of supposed to represent the genre and all of the games, and I picked the one that I think I like the most to play solo. I picked Pandemic the Cure.
Ah, that was
weird. Oh, did I steal yours?
Mine was just Pandemics.
All right. I stole one, sniped. All right, I feel good about that. Uh-huh. So Pandemic the Cure feels to me, or all the pandemics in general, the idea is you're trying to collect sets of cards or dice in Pandemic the Cure version of the same color. And by having all of them be the same color, you can then use those to cure whatever of the four diseases you have. So you have to collect them. Now then, those cards, those dice, may have other factors and elements about them. In Pandemic Regular, those cards have cities on them, so it could be that those cities have other uses over them or other methods of discarding them. In Pandemic the Cure, the dice have actual values that you roll on them that determines where it is that they go. But in the end, you're trying to collect all of those in a set. Once you have them, at that point in time, the only thing that matters when you have them is that they're the same color. So you're trying to collect the set. Even if there are some distinguishing factors, you're trying to collect that set. And so that still feels like a set collection game to me. So pandemics in general, and my personal preference amongst them, Pandemic the Cure is my first option for a set collection game.
Okay, I'm going to jump to my third one, because I need to think more about my second one now.
Because yeah, I stole yours. Hey, hold up for just a second.
Fortunately, I have a list of four. So I had a backup. But I really didn't consider that four was too much. I assumed Julius was going to... I don't know. I assumed he wasn't going to pick Pandemic, I guess.
All right, so Albert, what is your number three?
My number three is a game that I think people would not necessarily think of as a set collection game, but I think it definitely is, because at the end of the game, you're scoring for sets of things. It's Agricola. It's a farming game.
And hey?
It is a worker placement game, and you're building farms and gathering animals. But at the end of the game, one of the main things of scoring is, how many cows do you have? And you get points for your cows, right? You have zero cows, you get negative points. If you have a set of 1 to 3, you get a point. If you get a set of 4 or 5, you get 2 points. So the numbers may be off, but that's the idea.
So you need, but you're not collecting. No.
You are.
You don't need a set. It's not like a set of 3 cows gives you points.
Yeah.
Each cow gives. What do you mean?
A set of. You need a set of 3 to get 2 points. If you only have a set of 2, you get fewer points. So it's the size of the set matters. But
do you get a point for? Do you get a point for your building? Is each individual building worth a different number of points? Is each individual type of element worth a different number of points? This is almost exactly what I was saying. Collecting points doesn't...
It is each type of field. Well, no. How many fields you have is a set determines how many points you get. So you need having like one... If you have 4 cows, that's like, I don't know, 3 points. If you have 4 animals and they're all different, you're going to have like 0 points or 1 point or something, because they're not worth very much. So you need bigger sets. And the more you have of a type, a set, a color, if you will, the more points you get. So yes, it is. I guess it doesn't meet your criteria. I definitely think of it as making sets. And when I've played in my mind, it's always been making sets of cows or sets of this.
But you're not. But I now I feel like I have to go look up the full list. of everything you have for when you're collecting, for what it is that you collect and turn in. But like, there's so many things in that one that just they.
Yeah, there is. What is? Let's see. The char has fields. You get, if you have no fields or one field, you get a negative point. If you have a set of two, you get 1 point. If you have a set of three, you get 2 points. And you could just say, yes, that's just points per field or something like that.
That's just points per field. There's so much of that. That's just buildings give a certain number of points. Workers, the famine tokens give negative points. Like, everything turns into points. You're not collecting. It's not.
But you need them in sets.
And also, normally, like we talked about for Pandemic, there's the different colors. All the cards have different suits, different colors. Are you telling me that all your different resources have different types because there's different types of resources? Like cows are a different type of animal from sheep? No.
Yes, they absolutely, right? If you have, let's say you have one cow and one sheep and no, what's the other animal? Pig or something? Let me see. I don't remember now. Boars, not pigs. Sorry. If you have one cow, one sheep, and no boars, you're going to have negative one. You're going to have 1 point. Negative one for the boar and one for the cow and one for the sheep. If you have three sheep, well, that's not a great number. You only have 1 point anyway. So it's still the same.
You're proving my point, Albert.
Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe not. But I think I've always played it as a set collection, and making sets of sheep is really good. So I will focus on sheep sets or something else and focus on
you're one defining item. The game based on the preferred method of victory that you like to take.
Yes. Well, I'm not very good at the game. That's how you score the game, and that's how you win. But
that's one element you have. It's not about having sets. One element is, hey, by the way, sheep give you points, but only if you have enough to get over a certain threshold. Because once you get like whatever it's three cows, you get points for your cows, right? And that point in time, like, no matter how many cows you get, each one is worth a certain number of points.
The points go up as the size of your set gets bigger.
Then it's not a matter that the points are good. It's not that you get a set and it's worth points. I don't know. So,
based on BGG's description of set collection, the value of the items is dependent on being part of a set, for example, scoring according to groups of a certain quantity or variety. A set of three of a particular item is worth points, but each item alone has no value.
But you have to have, for set collection, it has to be that there's subcategories of a thing that you are collecting into sets, and then it's worth points. You haven't collected, first of all, there's not a sub-collection of resources here. It's not like sheep and horses are a sub-collection of animal types. They're just, it doesn't at all feel like that in the game, one. Two, it doesn't feel, well, let me rephrase that. It's not that collecting a set gives you access to finish the game thing. They reward you points based on how many sheep you have. It's just that the first two are worth zero. If you have one or two, it's zero. If you have three or four or five, each one is worth X dollars. If you have more, each one is worth more dollars. It's the set does it.
Oh, you're not going to like my other game then, because it's the same.
Well, let me present to you my second game, and I'm going to see if you're going to argue with me the same back. My second game is Isle of Cats. Isle of Cats is a game where you have these cat tiles that are tetrominoes, or polyominoes that are out in the center of the table, and you will have a hand of cards that give you essentially points and things that let you take those cats. So, for example, you might play some boots to be able to take them earlier in the round before your AI opponent can grab them, or you might play some baskets that you can take extra cats per round, things like that. You will, over the course of the game, be taking these cats and placing them on your boat. Your boat has a grid, and you want to lay your cats on the boat in specific alignments to fill up certain rooms for bonus points, or cover rats, or cover maps. So you want to lay them out in certain places. One of the biggest ways of scoring points in the game, though, is by combining there's five different colors of cats. You want to combine cats into families. You want to collect together sets of the same color cat in the same location on the board so they can create a family, because when you make them into sets, they are worth more points. They now grow as you've made them into sets by placing them in the same place on the board. And so therefore that's worth more points, and by having more sets and bigger sets, then it's now worth more points and you're better able to win the game.
I'm fine with it. I don't think I have an issue with your definition. So let me ask you, in Agricola, if the rule was a little different and it said every time you have a set of two animals, of two sheep, you could send them into the butcher for a point. Would that be collecting?
Does it
sets?
Take any effort to collect? When you get a sheep, it's not like, oh, you now have to figure out, you have to place it on the with the other one. In Isle of Cats, there's work that goes into putting the blue cats next to the other blue cats. Like sometimes you aren't able to. It's not out. It's not advantageous. You want to move them around some other way. There's a card that says you don't want to have sets, or a card that says you want a bigger set. The set collection aspect matters. With that one, it's in your wallet. It's in your dollar bill. It don't matter where it is.
But so let's say the rule is every time you have two animals, you could turn them in for points, right? And as you're playing, you're collecting animals, you're going to locations. Oh, I got one sheep. I can't turn them in yet. I'm going to go do something else. Oh, look, I just got a cow. Nope, still not a set. Oh, look, I just got a second sheep. I have a set of sheep. I can now turn them in for a point, right? Effectively, that would be the same game in the end, and you have done the same exact thing and gotten the same exact score. It's just how you thought of it.
I mean, different. You wouldn't have got the same exact score because it's not just that you restrict that only every other cow gets you points. It's that the first two cows don't get you points, and after that, every single cow gets you points.
Yeah, but I mean,
every cow individually.
Different. You could word the things slightly differently, and in the end, every two sheep get you a Or
but it's
more get you points.
But it's not. Even if it were that, you're not collecting sets over the course of the game. Collecting two, it's just a matter that people don't want to buy two. It's not that having a set matters to be able to advance your game. You put two of them together and suddenly you can go and do that. It's the same as if you're doing the lighthouse. Let's say that the need was you have to have three wood to go build the boat. It's not that the three wood is the set. That's just the recipe to be able to turn in for points in this particular instance.
I don't see it. I just don't see the difference, Julius. We may just never agree on this one, which honestly is just fine, because that's part of the fun of these shows.
It is.
I will say, though, I mean, the world does agree with you, because BGG doesn't consider Agricola set collection. It's not one of its mechanics, even if I consider it one.
Oh, BGG agrees with me?
Yes, BGG agrees with you, but what do they know?
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
That's just the majority of the world agrees with you. That's
oh, that is so nice to hear. I'm so glad that I'm on the side of BGG. That gives me a lot more, you know, case law in support of my claim, you know?
Okay, so my third game, and I really wasn't ready to talk about this, and I was sure I was going to be just doing Pandemic and Oniram and Agricola. So I didn't study this one as well. Shame on me. I'm sorry, listeners. It is PAX. Which, let me remember, it is a game, it's a drafting game where each round, cards are available, and you can buy cards and play them, and you add them to your tableau, and you arrange them in sets of color. And the more you have of cards, the more you could do. And I guess sometimes it does work in sets, in that it says, for every set of three, you might get more cards or more money each round or something.
Yeah, because the powers get more powerful as you continue to upgrade them by collecting sets of the more powerful cards. It's not even a certain number, because it continues to get more and more. Once you have them...
The yellow cards, for example, if I remember, are the yellow cards, I think it gives you money. It says, for every three yellow cards, you'll get an extra money each round. So if you have one card, you get nothing. Once you get the third card, or not card, but icon, which is generally two or three cards, whatever. Once you get the third icon, that unlocks a coin.
It just happens to be that it's every six for that one, but like many of the other ones, like boats and armies, they gain power just based on the size of the set. And most of those cards, when you collect a set, it becomes a set of that same thing, and so that increases your power, giving you more ability to do fun stuff. And you're trying to collect set of cards played out on the board. I think that fits.
Interesting. It doesn't sound too different from Agricola. But it is different in that, I guess, at the end of the game, the number of cards is not your score. Whoever has the biggest set is the one that gets the points for that color.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing, right? So, yeah. And you need to control a larger number of them. So, but you are collecting sets of colors, and you want them to get bigger and be more powerful. It is interesting. I don't see it. I just don't see it that different from Agricola myself. But whatever. That is PAX. It's a small game. We've talked about that game a few times, right?
We have, actually. We've done it once originally. We did it back to the table for it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably been mentioned in the Popular Mechanics another time, I'm sure, drafting. So it's a game that comes back. It's a fun little game. I'll admit I don't get it out too often, but I like it.
Albert over here bringing things up over and over again.
All right, that's my third game.
So for my last game, I wanted... let's see here. I decided that I would challenge... Or perhaps, I don't know that I actually decided this, but I realize that maybe the idea set collection could be expanded another direction as well in my third game. My third game is So You've Been Eaten. So You've Been Eaten is a two-player asymmetrical game where one player plays the beast and one player plays the miner, and you are the space miner going into the space beast and you're trying to drill through the miner. On the beast side, it's not set collection because you're playing cards to try and add antibodies to attack the space guy and kill him. Not set collection at all. On the miner side, you are trying to harvest crystals from the guts of the beast. And your goal is to have a full collection of all seven, a full set of all seven crystals. You can't have seven crystals and some of them duplicated. You can't have only six of the seven. You have to have a full set. As soon as you get a full set, you rocket launch out the front or the back of the beast, whichever way you're going, and you officially win the game. There are only two sets of crystals available. So you can let one full set go, you just have to make sure that you collect the entire second set. But when you collect the second set, you immediately win the game. And that set collection, I believe, is going to be set collection. Now then, it's not quite the same as something like a Pandemic or a Isle of Cats, where for those, there's a whole bunch of them, and you are collect. There's a subcategory of them, and there's this minor ones, and there's like five. There's like you have five or six of them, and this. It's not a large number of them, but you are trying to collect a full set to be able to do it. So I thought it was an interesting twist on the idea, and it's not an interesting twist on when you're playing the game because it's an idea if you're trying to collect one of each of them. But to say that one of each of them is also considered set collection. And that maybe if you are a big fan of set collection, you might enjoy this type of set collection also, was the idea that I wanted to present from this.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that. I think I agree. I found it interesting the way you worded there's two sets and you can't let one of the sets expire. I would have just thought that there's two of each color and you can only let one of each color slip by. And nothing else matters. But I mean, that's just splitting hairs. That's the same thing. But to me, this sounds just like your lighthouse example. You're getting a set of very specific things that all happen to be different. In the lighthouse, you know, you're collecting a set of very specific things that all happen to be different. Or maybe there's two in one or something. But
the difference with the lighthouse example is that's not the only... Like, if it were for the lighthouse that you need one of each, a full set, to win the game, and then that's it, that's fine. But with the lighthouse example, and again, I was making reference originally to Lockup... There's a whole deck of cards of different recipes. And it's not just this one set that does it. There's this recipe, and this recipe, and this recipe. And there's so many different types of things. Those are just resource exchanges. This, there is only one set that you need to win the game. You need a very specific set to win the game, and you have to have that set.
I see where you're coming from. I think in my mind, when I think of sets, I think in mathematical terms of sets, where a set does not have to be so clearly defined. It's just a collection of things. You know, you could have a set of whole numbers or a set of positive numbers or whatever, and they're all just happen to be sets. but Julius went away. So that probably just means I'm right and he's wrong. He stepped away. Julius, so you agree with McGurklo, right? Or you, if you disagree, say something right now. You're not going to say anything, huh? Why not? Because you're not there? Or because you agree? Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Or maybe because I'm just editing your voice out and you're yelling at the top of your lungs. And the listeners will never know, but they're just going to have to assume that, yes, Julius agreed with Albert because he did not complain. Not once. That's the power of the not stepping away from the microphone and also getting to edit the podcast.
Yeah, I can hear everything you're saying because my headphones are wireless. I'm just ignoring everything you're saying.
I know. He could hear everything and I knew that. But still, the power. All right. So, yeah, there we go. Set collection.
Well, Albert, I believe that is... Albert, I believe that is set and match. My win.
I don't know how you're keeping score there, Julius. I don't know that there's any winners or losers in this game.
I believe I won because I'm right. That's what it took.
It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I was right too, though. That's the beauty of it. Everybody's right. It's my set of stuff. And we're not going to get into collecting sets of games like the Oniverse. That's a whole other discussion right there.
No, that's probably like the game with the game outside the game or some shenanigan like that.
Yeah. Yes, collecting sets of games. Oh, that is so much fun.
All right, well, I'm leaving this set.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening. We love feedback, so we love hearing from you. You can reach me at julius@oneplayerpodcast.com or jlbird on BGG, and Albert can be reached at albert@oneplayerpodcast.com or fractaloon on BGG. Our website is oneplayerpodcast.com with the number one, and we're also on Twitter @oneplayerpodcast. The intro music is copyright Angus, can be found at jamendo.com. The transition music is copyright by Dan Elduche Pancaldi, whose page is at danpancaldi.com. The One Player Podcast is protected under a Creative Commons share-alike license. Thanks for listening.